For the fourth time in three decades, Haiti is under one-man rule. President Jovenel Moïse gained more power earlier this month when the country's parliament dissolved as a result of failed elections that were scheduled for last October. All members of the lower chamber and two-thirds of the Senate are now gone. And now the U.S. is urging Haiti to set a date for an election. Here's U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in an exclusive interview with the Miami Herald.
We think the Haitian government has the capacity and the capability and the lawful right to do that. We need to have the elections. That is important. Once those elections will be held, there'll be a duly elected government. We won't have to be concerned about ruling by decree.
To talk more about all of this, we have with us Miami Herald reporter Jacqueline Charles. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jacqueline, first of all, why didn't the legislative and local elections happen in Haiti last October?
Well, last October, Haiti was in the midst of a political and economic crisis. Schools were shuttered for months. People could not get out of their homes. They could not go to work. Parts of the country were cut off from each other, even within the capital of Port-au-Prince, because opposition leaders and human rights activists, anti-corruption activists, all were demanding the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse. We currently do not have the protest. Life has returned back to normal somewhat. But as a result of all that happened last year, Haiti was not able to hold any elections. And so as of the second Monday in January, which happened to be one day after the 10th anniversary of the commemoration for the 2010 earthquake, Parliament became dysfunctional and the president started one-man rule.
I want to ask you more about that earthquake and also these accusations of corruption. The president has expressed a desire to reform Haiti's constitution. What's the motive behind that?
Well, he says that the current constitution makes it difficult to govern the country. And there is a general consensus that there are problems with the constitution. The problem is that the constitution itself outlines how it can be modified. And that window closed in late September of last year because there were measures that he needed to take and also the lower chamber of parliament, as well as the Senate, needed to take. But, you know, the concern right now is, given that President Jovenel suffers from credibility issues, can trying to modify this constitution or redo the constitution, can that plunge it even deeper into this protracted political crisis?
We mentioned that the U.S. is urging Haiti to schedule elections to restore its parliament. How influential is the U.S. In making this potentially happen?
Well, the U.S. is very influential. I mean, you ask Haitians in Haiti, they will tell you that President Jovenel Moïse remains in power, although weakened because of the United States support. But saying Haiti needs to have elections and actually having those elections happen, there's a huge difference. I mean, right now, this country is undergoing a huge security issue. You have parliamentarians who have fled downtown Port-au-Prince. Last year, during the protests, the court system was completely shut down because of barricades. Today, the court system is shut down because of gang fighting. So how do you have an election in this environment? That is what Haitians are asking. And some Haitians are saying, you know what, at the end of the day, the country needs to have some sort of transition. But again, they don't want the president ruling by decree, ruling by executive order. So it's very complex, because the next question we have to ask is whether Haiti is in any condition to hold any sort of vote. There are issues in terms of the electoral process, but you know that an election has to happen. It's just a question of when and how, and it also has to find the money. I mean, this whole process last year, it started because of a fuel crisis where the government could not afford its fuel bill. So if you can't afford your fuel bill, how are you going to be able to afford the money in order to stage a nationwide election to re-elect 119 members of your lower house and to re-elect 19 members of the Senate?
You mentioned earlier that catastrophic earthquake that hit Haiti in 2010. We're now in an anniversary. Soon after the disaster, several countries and organizations made massive financial commitments to help rebuild. Are you seeing any of the results of those efforts evident today?
And that is a problem. So $13 billion was promised by international donors to help rebuild Haiti. And more so than you know, what did the money buy? I think what you see in Haiti is a lot of evidence of things that did not happen. Yes, we have over 30 churches that have been built, but the major structure, the cathedral, still has not been built. It's iconic. The main public hospital, which was promised by France and the United States immediately after the earthquake, right now it's caught up in a $27 million shortfall. There's the contractors stopped working on the site. What you see more are the failures of the promise of the international community as opposed to the proof, the delivery of those promises.
Jacqueline Charles is a reporter for the Miami Herald. Thank you for this update, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.